morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning time. Again, we apologize, and I say apology because there's nothing I can do. I say that in jest. I don't want to be a victim or whatever, but we're still having trouble with our internet and still having trouble with things uploading. So if you find that that's difficult, please go to BethanyChurchOfGod.org. And there you can at least listen to the services afterwards this afternoon. They will be posted there in its entirety, and you can at least hear the services on MP3. That is the best option. I know that you want to be live with us, and I want you to be live, and if it causes difficulties, just keep trying to connect and keep joining us and pray for us that we find a solution. This week we have Bible study on Wednesday night. 5 o'clock. I think Maria and I have decided we're going to do Mastacholi. We can talk about the rest of the fixings at 11 o'clock. But I think that's the goal we're going, and we're going to be in Nahum chapter 1, looking at the prophecy there. We still have another week. Christmas Eve is at 6 o'clock here at church. We'll be celebrating together, and we're hoping that you can join us for that as well. We have our giving tree in the back, and we're supporting homeschool. We have our food pantry in the back, and a lot of things going on. In prayer this morning, we want to be sure to pray for the Burbage family and Lee Burbage and the loss of her sister, Eileen. We also want to pray for the needs of our church and those who are not able to be with us. But we're glad you're with us, and enjoy as much of this that the internet will allow us to post, and I'm glad you're celebrating with us. We're going to look at Luke chapter 2 this morning and continuing on the theme of Advent. But first, we're going to begin with a song. So let's celebrate together.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Thank you.
that we could be a living sanctuary, holy, tried and true. But Father, it is a time of Advent, a time of celebration of the birth of a child. And yet, God, we come knowing that there are challenges amongst us. The weather is not cooperating for many. Father, some of the churches are closed because of ice and the difficulties. God, I just pray for safety upon the people of God today. I pray that as they gather in the churches, Father, that you will bless them. You will pour out your Spirit upon all people, that men and women together will prophesy and they will speak of the name of the Lord. God, I'm so thankful that you've raised up a righteous branch. I'm thankful for Sheila and her ordination. Father, what a blessed service it must have been to see her stepping out, Father, ordained in the Church of God, a woman of God, ready to speak your blessings. Father, thank you for women like Sheila. Thank you that we can gather in your name, God, this day, and worship you. Father, I know that we face the challenges of technology, and it just, Father, it irritates me, it drives me crazy, but I have to trust you, God, that you are going to do all things, and Father, that you will lead and guide and guard, and Father, that every word that is said, Father, let it bless those who hear it as much as they can receive. God, I pray that the message will go out today. Father, that you will prepare us, God, to be a living sanctuary, holy and acceptable to you. God, that we are living today in a time in which we can pause. I'm grateful, God, for my boss and that, God, in the accident she was had. And Father, I just pray for Chrissy. I pray, God, that you'll continue to heal her body and that you will touch her, Father, with the strength. Even as she's banged and bruised, God, she's alive and well, and we thank you for that. And we know that, God, this is a time that we can remember that, God, in all things, your sustenance and the time that we celebrate together. Give us renewal, give us peace, give us your presence today. Bless every single person watching, whether they are at work or whether they're in their home, whether they're driving in the car. Father, I pray that they're safe and they're only listening to us. But, Father, I pray that you'll bless every single person, whether they're going to the Lions game or whether they're coming into church. Bless, Father, that your word will go forth in power today. Bless Mark and Tom and Brent and all the churches that are gathering today. We'll thank you. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. I celebrate with you this passage from Luke chapter 1. And we begin with these words. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And Mary begins with these words. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generations to generations. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts, and he has brought down rulers from their thrones. But he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he has promised our ancestors. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. What a message from Mary. What a celebration of her words. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But as we prepare for a time of prayer, I want you to think of those words as we hear about the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ, and all things took place to fulfill what the Lord had said. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which is God with us. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Join us as we prepare for prayer with a song.
Today. And I pray that whatever we set our hands to do, that God, you will cause it
to come into completion. And Father, you will lead your people. You will lead us to the throne of grace, and you will let us celebrate with you our doubts, our confusions, our fears, and to remind us that we're no longer a slave to fear, that we are a child of God, and that, God, we have been born again into a family. Love has found its way. From deliverance, God, you have brought us from the depths of the miry clay, and you set our feet on the rock to stay. And I pray that today, God, will be a day of deliverance for people. I entrust you with the Burbage family and the loss of Lee's sister, and I pray, God, that you will hug them, love them, give them wisdom when there is confusion and doubt. Father, give them clear minds when they cannot think correctly. And Father, hold them when the tears fall from their face. Bless those around them, Father. Give them wisdom to lead and guide. I continue to pray for Brother Louis that he'll have strength, and for Sister Suzanne, for Charlotte, who is at home watching. Father, I pray that she'll receive as much as this technology will allow us to go. I continue to pray for Jonathan's cousin, who is needing a touch. I continue to pray for Christy in Tennessee, and I pray for Jack and Debbie, and I pray for our friends, Pastor Salim in Kenya. I pray, God, that you'll pour out your spirit upon all of the families in South Carolina and North Carolina, in Tennessee, Rodney and Anita, all of the friends I think about, Sheila, God, as she has accepted the call and has been ordained, God, for the churches around our area, for the churches in Michigan, for the Church of God international and nationally, God, Father, pour out your spirit. We may be a church today dedicated to you, renewal and receiving. Father, bless these words as I celebrate them this morning. And I'll thank you and praise you for your healing and your touch upon our life. For your care on Christy's life and the same care, Father, from the accident. Father, just give her healing to her body. And I thank you, God, for your miracle and the work that you're doing in your holy name. Mary's song begins with some beautiful words. All of the details have taken place. The birth of the child has not come about yet. And Mary has gone and met Elizabeth. And at that time, we know the story of Zechariah, and God opening Zechariah's mouth, and Elizabeth and the family relationship there, and Mary begins to pour out her spirit. And I want you to notice in the first few verses, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of my humble estate and his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me in his holy name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generations." In the first part of this verse, Mary focuses on what God has done in her life. She begins, in the verses afterwards, to talk about what God has done for the people of God, and how he's performed mighty deeds, and how he has been in their thoughts. He's brought down rulers, lifted up the humble, filled the hungry, sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful in the descendants. But Mary focuses on the very fact of what her relationship is with God this morning. And we know the story of the birth of the child, but Mary says something to us today, that our soul must glorify the Lord, and our spirit must rejoice in God our Savior. For he's been mindful of the humble estate, and the mighty one has done great things for me. I want to just take a moment. Mary encompasses what God is doing for us today. We may not say it all the time. We may not recognize it all the time. But we are the benefits of what God has done for us. We live in a time and a day where we must pause and reflect. We must speak forth what God is doing in our life. The story this morning of Allie Robinson, as she celebrated in our devotional, she remembers a time where a very special person in her life poured into her life and taught her to lift her hands in worship. She remembers being in the worship service and having her son next to her, and her son watching her lift her arms and worship the Lord during song. And she noticed out of the corner of her eye that her son began to give glory to God in the same fashion as Ali did, and how this son had lifted his arms and began to worship the Lord in the same spirit. And she recounts how God has done great things and how through her generations will be blessed. Mary reminds you and I today that our soul needs to glorify God. We are going to go through situations. We're going to go through difficulties. We're going to have health issues. We're going to have loss of family members. We're going to have losses in our life. We may not have all of the riches of the world, but we need to glorify God today because He is mindful of you and I. We have noticed that, and one of the things that I said to someone this week is that the car can be replaced, the things can be restored, but we must walk away knowing for sure that we have a new day, a new opportunity, and every chance that we breathe, our soul must glorify God and rejoice in Him, because God is mindful of us. He knows us. He knows our journey and every tear that falls from our eye. He knows every gift that we receive and every gift that we give. He knows everything about us. He knows what we need. He knows the workload that we have. And He knows all things going forward. And God is mindful of us that He wants to pour into us. And Mary said, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. His holy is His name." Mary understood that even today, 2,024 years later, or however the time calendar reads, but for our Gregorian calendar, 2024, we're not in 25 yet, God has reminded us of Advent. And every year we come together and celebrate the 4 weeks leading up to the final candle of the Christ candle on Advent on Christmas Eve. And we are reminded of that journey and what God has done for her. Mary's words ring out for us today. God, for generations and generations, if you speak about Christmas, they're going to understand Mary and Joseph. And they're going to understand Jesus. Whether they believe it or not, they know about it. And Mary's words ring true for people today. They can understand the story. They can recount it. They can remember the things and the details about the birth of a little child. Although they may not know Jesus personally, they know the story. And Mary's words ring true today that generations will remember His holy name because of what God has done in Mary's life. We need to pause today. We need to give glory to God. We need to let our spirits rejoice for what God is doing in our life. We need to go and let all things flow off of us. Paul said that we need to let go of the things that weigh us down. Paul said we need to gird up our loins, tie up the belt, and we need to run the race that is marked before us with perseverance. Paul understood that we carry the things in the world. We must let them go and glorify God. For He is mindful of us. He knows us. He knows everything about us. His generations through generations will fear Him and know Him, and He extends that blessing. Who are you pouring into today? What are you pouring into Him? What are you celebrating with Him? What are you giving Him? Are you giving them the blessings of what Jesus has done in your life? Are you giving them the blessings of a beautiful day? For my friends that are at work and some of my co-workers, I pray blessings on you today because you're doing a great work. Yes, you're out receiving the funds for your work that you're doing, but I pray that God will bless you today. I pray that those of you that are at home, those of you that are sick, those of you that can't come out, those of you that experience loss, that God will pour into your life today. The Holy Spirit will lift you up, and that your soul will glorify the Lord today. As we close this time today, we're going to celebrate in a song. And I just pray that in this moment, that the song will pour into your life for the blessings of God.